Okay. We've got Amud Beis, Gimel Amud Beis. We're at the two dots towards the top, also known as the colon. Tana Rabban and the rabbis learned. That's how they became rabbis. Arba Mishmaros Havi Halayla Dibrei Rebbe. There are four Mishmaros of the night, which is against what we were saying before, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So there are four. That makes every watch is going to be 3 hours. Rabbi Nassan Omer Shalosh. Rabbi Nassan says it's three watches, which would make it four. My time is Rabbi Nassan. Why did he say four? Four hours of each, meaning three. Dechsiv vayavo Gidon u'mea ish asher ito bekatzeh machne rosh ha'ashmiras ha'tichona. That when Gidon came back, he came during the Ashmiras ha'tichona. What does tichona mean? Tana ein tichona ela sheyesh lefana ulachrena. Ulachrena tichona, like, I think it comes from the word toch. It's inside. So if it's inside, it's the watch that's inside something, so it's sandwiched between a first watch and a second and a third watch. So this must be the middle watch, which means there are three watches. V'Rebbe my tichona, and according to Rebbe, who thinks that there are four watches, so how do you understand the word tichona? So, oh, that's easy. Achas min ha-tichona shebetichonos. It's one of the middle two ones. It doesn't have to be mamish the middle. It could be one of the middle ones. I think, if I'm not mistaken, you have to turn the page in the article. From everybody's turn paging here. Rebbe Nassan, miksiv tichona shebetichonos. Does the word say it's in the middle of the middles? No, tichona ksiv. There's only one middle. So that means that, according to Rebbe Nassan, that's how he understands the pasuk, to say that there's only one middle one, which means there are three. My time is the Rebbe. What about Rebbe? Why does he think that there are four watches and not only three? Amar Rebbe Zreka, Amar Rebbe Ami, Amar Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, Kasuv Echad, Omar Chatzos, Laila Akum, Laodos Bukhal, Mishpatei Tzikacha. In the middle of the night, I'm going to praise Hashem. V'Kasuv Echad Omar, Kidmu Einai Ashmuros. Before my eyes are multiple Ashmuros. So on the one hand, Haketzad, Arba Mishmaros Havelaila. How does that work? Because he says, I'm waking up at Chatzos, and at the same time, David HaMelech is also saying that there are still multiple Ashmuros in front of my eyes. So how could there be multiple Ashmuros if you're in the middle of the night? According to Rabbi Nassan, there's only one Mishmar in front of you.
One and a half.
Well, that's the Gemara is going to get there. But Ad Khan, so Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi thinks, that means there must be multiple full Mishmars in front of me, and therefore that's two in front of me. I'm at the Chatzos, I'm in the middle, that means there are two behind me and two in the front. So it says Rabbi Nassan, Savar like Rabbi Yoshua, Ditznan, Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Ad Shaloshos, Shekein Derech HaMelech HaLama B'Shaloshos, that the angels wake up at 3 hours after sunrise, Shis Delelia V'Tarti D'Yamama, there are 6 hours during the nighttime, and then there are two during the daytime. Havilhu shtei mishmaros, two during the daytime to get you to the third hour, which is an interesting diyuk, which has other ramifications to halacha, but we don't pass on them anyway. So havilhu shtei mishmaros. So you're talking about 6 hours beforehand. That's 6 hours beforehand. No, 8 hours beforehand. Okay, good. So now when the pasuk says kidmu einai ashmuros. So the Mishmar is 4 hours each. So six during the night, two hours during the daytime, and therefore you got four and four overall. That would be his two Mishmars according to that pasuk. Rabbi Ashi Amar Mishmara Upaga Nami Mishmaros Karu Bilahu. Everybody's worried trying to answer this question. What does it mean? Kidmu Einai Ashmuros. That there must be two Mishmars in front of him. Okay, so one and a half Mishmars is the pieces of two Mishmars. Doesn't have to be full mishmars in order to understand the pasuk. It could just be pieces of two mishmars. Okay.
When we say that there's the two extra hours into the day,
yeah,
doesn't that throw off the whole concept of mishmar?
It's the amount of a mishmar. It's the amount of a mishmar. I don't know if this is literally the mishmar that we're talking about before, but it's the amount of a mishmar, 4 hours worth. But it's a good question.
You're talking about mishmaros, right? Sections.
Yeah, when we're talking about the mishmaros, for sure. Yeah. Although there are some interesting achronim I saw in Masifta that bring up some rayas from here that maybe it's zmanim kavuim, that shows kavuos, that it's six, mamish 60 minutes. There are some people that pass on zmanim like that.
What do you mean, a specific that
it's,
time?
Yeah, it's about that at certain time range, certain time periods are dictated by minutes, not by the sun's trajectories.
Uh-huh.
But it depends on what you're talking about. So some people bring rayas from this Gemara.
Yeah, certain selection.
Yes,
time.
But that's not how you would calculate it.
No,
but
midnight is midnight. It's always at 12, according to that. What you're saying is that the time is the time.
No, the way that you calculate it would be based on 60 minutes.
Correct, but that means that you're extending.
Yeah,
it's not
time. I hear what you're saying. It's not exactly like that. It's not exactly, because then you'd be doubt. You'd say Hanet is always at 7. That's not true. Right, so it's not exactly like that, but it's based on certain time periods are calculated based on 60 minutes and not based on the sun's rotation, which would be like a 50-minute hour or whatever, depending on the time of year. Okay, now that we're talking about Rabbi Zreika, Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Ami, Amar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, let's throw in something that has nothing to do with our Gemara. But this is how the Gemara works. These are the fun things. Ein omer b'fnei hames, well, this is not so fun. Ein omer b'fnei hames, el ha-devar b'shames. When you're in front of a deceased body, so you're not allowed to talk about anything except for something regarding the death of the body, in terms of death, anything about death. When we say this, that you're not allowed to talk about anything except for matters of death, that's only when it's coming to Divrei Torah. You can't talk about anything in Torah which is not related to death. You talk about Avelis, you talk about Aninus, you talk about Kavura, things like that. Ava Mila de Alma. But things in general, Lesbon, but you can talk about anything if it's not Torah. When it comes to Torah, you have to sanctify what you're talking about in terms of death. Also very relevant for this Shabbos. This Shabbos is called Team Shabbos. Hopefully we'll be talking about a little bit on Shabbos, but it's a focus on end of life issues. I'll be giving an interesting shiur, hopefully Shabbos afternoon, in regards to that. But more to come on that. You'll see the flyers going out. V'ika de Amri, Amr Abi Abba Bar Kahana, Lo Amr El Afilu B'divrei Torah. Even in Torah, you can only talk about death. Kol shkemil to Amma. So I think we paskin the first one, based on the little letters here. But we've paskin that you're allowed to talk about other things in front of a deceased body. But when you're talking Torah, you have to be talking about.
So this is a philosophical debate.
It's halachic.
The Abba Bar Kahana's opinion seems to be that, you know, talking about mundane matters in front of the dead, that's very disrespectful.
Right. And,
you know, on the other hand, the first opinion is.
It's a respected Torah.
Maybe the mage will be jealous or something.
Okay, maybe it's like lower
the
rush.
It's mundane things. What different life? Maybe it's like tzitzis.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems to be completely different.
Yeah, there seems to be. There might be a philosophical underpinning to this math focus.
You could be a distance away, and it would be okay.
Yeah, this is mipnei hames. What is mipnei? We'd have to figure that out. Halachic. I don't know. I could assume it's one of those classic halachic measurements like Dalanamos or something, I don't know. But I do not know. Okay.
Tosfos says Vidafka Barba Amos.
Dafka Barba Amos? Okay, good. So it's 4 Amos. Barsha Kivanta. Vidavid Bipaga Dalela Havakai. Me'arta Havakai. Did David HaMelech really only wake up at Chatzos? He already woke up at the beginning of the night. Orta is the beginning of the night. We know that from Sachem. How do they translate Neshef here?
It doesn't.
Because the Gemara is going to continue to explain what Neshef is. Neshef is some kind of evening, or it, we'll see in a second why it might not be. How do you know that Neshef in that Pasuk? Where is that Pasuk? In Tehillim, Kuf Yutes. How do you know that Pasuk is referring to the beginning of the night? Right? It's clearly at that time. Erev Yom is talking about the night time at the beginning of the night. And it uses the word Neshef. Am Rabbi Yoshia, Am Rabbi Cha'acha, Hachi Kamar David. Me'olam lo avar alai chatzos laila b'sheina. I've never passed over chatzos when it says before. When it says chatzos laila akum lehodos l'chal mishvtei tikecha. That the pasuk being from before, and also Tehillim Kuf Yutes. So what it means is he was never asleep at Chatzos. Maybe he woke up earlier that night, but he was never asleep at Chatzos. That's what it means. That it's an interesting read of the pasuk because the pasuk says Chatzos Laila Akum, which sounds like you're getting up at Chatzos. But either way, so this is how Rav Oshia explains both pasukim with each other. That Neshef means the beginning of the night, and that he was awake in the middle of the night at Chatzos. Rabbi Zera Amar Ad Chatzos Laila Ham Misnayim Kasus. He would doze off. He would do the nod. As someone in high school that he did the nod every single class. And it's just his minhag. He always did the nod. He was never fully awake. But he's also not fully asleep, right? Like a horse. I don't know. Horses do that.
They sleep standing up.
Okay, so
they
nod.
Yeah,
they nod. Okay. I feel bad for the horse. Maybe they should lay down. But after that, after he would doze off on and off
after
for
midnight.
The first half of the night. At midnight, at Chatzos, he would get up like a lion and be fully awake. Rabbi Ashi Amar Ad Chatzos Lail Hava Haya Osek B'Divrei Torah Mikan Ve'Elch B'Shiros V'Tishbechos. He would learn until Chatzos, and then he would do B'Shiros V'Tishbechos. That's a fascinating read of the pasuk. If you go back to the pasuk, it said Chatzos Laila Akum Lahodos. At Chatzos, I get up to praise. I was already awake, but that's when I start praising. Meaning I was learning Torah before that. It's an interesting read of the pasuk from Rabbi Zera.
When did he sleep?
What?
When did he sleep?
That's a good question. Sometime before Neshef. Right? The Gemara tells us in Menachos, when can you, a guy said to his uncle, who was it? He said to Rabbi Yishmael, can I learn Chachma Sivanis? Can I learn Greek, wisdom? And he says, you can only learn it once you find a time that's not day or night, because the pasuk says, you should learn Torah during day and night. So then learn it during Banish Mashos. I don't know. But to defend how we pasuk.
He probably helped Banish Mashos was terrifying.
Maybe it was terrifying. That's probably why he said it. Terrifying. You have a millisecond to do it. Who was that? The Rabbi Yossi at the bottom of the daf? Rabbi Meir said that, but he was quoting Rabbi Yossi. That was terrifying, which is not how we pasken, but that's at least not how we do practically. Okay. The Neshef Ortahu. Are you going to tell me Neshef is really the beginning of the night? Ha Neshef Tzafrahu. Isn't Neshef the beginning of the day? Dichsi Vayakim David Me'a Neshef V'yad Ha'arev V'machar Asam. That he would get up, or Vayakim, he would hurt them. He would, how do you translate that? Smite them. From the morning until the night, the next day. Meaning that Marv, and the next day starts. My love, mitzafra v'yala, doesn't that mean from morning to night? Lo, me'orta v'yad orta. That's referring to 24-hour period. That's how long he took for his wars. 24 hours. He would smite them from night to night. That's what neshef there also means night. Ihachi, lichtof me'a neshef v'yad ha'neshef. So why are we changing the phrases? If it's meaning night to night, if it means the same time period, just say the same word. O me'a erev ad erev, and then say, or you could say erev ad erev. Why are you switching it up? It must mean two different things. Ela amarava trei nafshi neshafi hava. Neshef lelia v'asi yamama. There's a neshef which comes at when night turns to day.
No, day turns.
When day turns to night. I'm sorry, I lost my place. Neshef yad haneshef. Neshef lelia v'asi yamama. Night turns to day. I was right. Neshef yamama v'asi lelia. And then there's a neshef which is day that turns into night. So it goes both ways. There are two neshefs. And therefore, we don't have any problem in understanding when David HaMelech woke up. So even if David HaMelech woke up at the beginning of the night, and then you're going to say in the Chatzos, he had this transition of some kind. With David, how does he know when the middle of the night is? Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu lo hava yada. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. And what does it mean when Moshe Rabbeinu says, like the midnight? If Hashem would have said Kachatzos, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said Chatzos, mi kasvika kamishmaya. Does Hashem not know when Chatzos is? Of course Hashem knows. Elo de Amar Lei Bachatzos. Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Paro at Chatzos, and he says, ki hashta, like now, va'asa ihu va'amar kachatzos. So Moshe Rabbeinu said that it's like midnight. It's not exactly any specific time, but it's like al-Masafkalei, so it sounds from here, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even know when Chatzos was. I think Rashi says this on the Pasuk over there. We'll have to see in a few weeks, a couple weeks. But David Havayada, so if Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know, if Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know, so David HaMelech is going to know.
He had better clocks.
So David, he had an alarm. David Simna Havalei, David had a simon. Da'amar Rav Acha Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chassidam, Kinor Hayotelu Amal Mitaso, Shal David, here was a harp. That hung from on top of David's bed, and Rashi somehow knows all the physics of how this worked, about where the holes are, and exactly I couldn't understand it. That the Chatzos, exactly at Chatzos, there's always a wind that passes through the harp, and that harp woke up David. Then he would learn Torah. Interestingly enough, if you're going to say that he's learning Torah at Chatzos, so then the pasuk beforehand means that Lahodos Lucha means learning Torah. Right? If you remember, Rabbi Zera said, Lahodos Lucha, he was learning before Chatzos, and then at Chatzos, he would start doing Lahodos Lucha. He would doing the praises. Here it's saying, no, at Chatzos, he would start learning. which means that when we learn, we're praising Hashem.
It also doesn't go with the opinion that before Chatzos he would learn and after Chatzos he would sing praises, because then why did he need the harp to wake him up?
Yeah, it doesn't work either way. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't work either way.
He was horse,
but just in terms of
Chatzos was.
But it said here.
That's true. But it's in terms of how to understand.
It was
the
above his bed. He wasn't probably learning in bed.
That could, he was
entranced in his learning, and then the harp woke him up from his learning. It could be. You can understand either way, but that's how you would have to understand that pasuk differently based on these different opinions. So, an interesting story. Once David HaMelech got up, what happened? This is for the economists in the room. Kevin Sha'ala Amud HaShachar. Daniel, don't you like reading economics books? Or is that Zvi, you like economics books? Someone said they like reading
economics. Guy on the astronomy.
So listen to this one, Zvi. You might have to go in a little deeper to this one, Zvi. Kevin Sha'ala Amud HaShachar. Nichnu Tzuchach Meisrael Atzlo. The Chachamim come to David HaMelech and they say, Amru Lo, Adonenu HaMelech, Am Mecha Yisrael Tzrichin Parnasu. We need some money. We need sustenance, or at least sustenance. Amar lahem lechul v'hisparnesu zemizeh. Take each other's money. The rich people should give to the poor. It sounds, interestingly enough, zemizeh sounds like the poor should give to the rich also. Some of the farshim are ask kashas on this. What do you mean zemizeh? Make the rich give to the poor. Why are the poor giving to the rich?
No, but there's a trade-off. It should be, it's preferable to give tzedakah when they're giving something bad.
Okay, that's a big reading, but it's possible. Zemizeh, if it was just the rich to the poor, so it would be Zeh Lizeh. But Zemizeh. The Amru Lo, so they said back to David, Ein HaKometz Masbias Hari. The amount of food cannot sustain the lion. Meaning, we don't have enough money to feed everyone. As Rashi said in the last daf, at least in the Havamina, right? When it says Bnei Adam, Rashi says, Rov Bnei Adam Aniyim. Which is why the Gemara tried to say that most people are poor, and therefore, the same time the people are waking up, the same time the poor people are waking up. Ayin Sham, you glimpsed at the recording yesterday. But here it's saying, there's not enough people, there's not enough money to go around, everyone's too poor. V'ein habor mismael mechul yaso. And I don't exactly know how this works practically, the mashal doesn't make sense to me, but the pit that you dig can't be filled up with its dirt.
Story is that the way it starts out, it seems like that this
happens
every day.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. Either way, it's not going to be filled up. You can't sustain everybody. Presumably, the pit was already a little bit dug beforehand, maybe.
Alternatively, this means that you cannot refill a pit even with the very earth that was removed from it in the first place, for in the course of digging the pit and refilling it, some earth will inevitably be lost.
Okay, I mean, maybe some will be lost. Practically, it's very hard just because of the pores that you create after you unimpact the dirt. So then it's, I don't know.
Same thing with screws and takes
a while. But when you unpack the dirt, you think you get a little pill.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. Right. So that's, I don't understand the mushroom exactly. I guess if you would try to pack it back down, mamish, all the way down, so then you would have lost some in the process, maybe. Amar lahem, lechul pashti yedeich migdot. Fine, so go fight a war. And go get some more money from fighting a war. I saw from, who did I see this from? A sefer, Vayechi Yosef. The Vayechi Yosef, this week's Parsha, I guess maybe, I don't know, at the end of this Parsha, but the he says that this is referring to people that have money and people that have chachma, that the people that have money should be giving the Talmid Chachamim some money because they don't have enough money, and the Talmid Chacham should be giving the people that don't have money, that have the money, they should be giving them some chachma, and neither one wants to give to each other. The poor, the Talmid Chachamim try to teach the people that have the money, but they're not interested. They're too busy making money. And the people that have the money don't want to give the Talmid Chachamim because they don't care about Chachma. So then what does David HaMelech say? Pashtu Yidechem Bigdod. Fight it out. The Yechi Yosef says you force them to do it. Somehow you force it. I like to think that it means that we all have to work harder to be better people and to want Torah more.
Over here it says against the foreign legion, so it means but that means it's another.
The mashal does, the drasha doesn't work for that understanding.
Back and forth.
Yeah, it would be with each other. Miad Yoatzim Achitofel from the Machmas Sanhedrin Shalom Ba'orim Mitumim, when they had to go out to war, so they would ask all these different people how to do it. Amar Rabbi Yosef Ma'akra, how do we know that they would go through all these different steps in order to figure out what to do at war? V'achra Achitofel B'nei Ben Yehoyada, the pasuk is actually in different order. Yehoyada Ben Yehoyahu. V'Avi Asar B'Sar Tzavah L'Melch Yoav Achitofel Ze Yoetz וכן הוא אומר בעצס אחיתופה אשר יצא במימים ההם כאשר ישאל איש בדבר אלוקים. That's how we know that it had to be Achitofel. Benyahu ben Yehoyada, Zeh Sanhedrin, Ebyasar, Ela Urim Batum. That's the pasuk that hints to the fact that this is the process you go through when you're going out to war. You have to go to these four, these three different stages of consulting before you can go out to war. Okay, Shkayach, that's Daf Gimel. See you tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, 6:35.